Perek Yutes, the Navi talks about Shavna HaSofer and Elyakim, two tzaddikim who come to Chizkiyo HaMelech and tell him that one of the Rishei Hador, Rav Shokei, cursed out the Rabbanei Shalom. You know, there's a whole parsha on Makalel, we have that in the Torah, Makalel Chayv Skile, somebody curses Hashem's name, Chayv Misa. The halacha is that if you hear Hashem's name cursed, you have a chiv to rise kriya. There are certain moments in life where it's such a devastating moment that a person has a chiv to rise kriya. Chas v'shalom, if they see a Sefer Torah burn, they have to rise kriya. If somebody's in a room when a yid dies, not just a relative, anybody's in a room where a Jew dies, they're there b'shas yitzias neshama, when a person dies, they have a chiyuv to rise kriya. It's a whole shaila doctors have in hospitals. Some say if they wear garments, if the outer garment that they're wearing belongs to the hospital, that's a way that the potter from kriya is other svaras. But there's such a concept called a chiyuv kriya. If you're in a room where a Jew passes away, the rice kriya. So the halacha is, if you hear Hashem's name cursed, Rachman al-Slan, you have to rice kriya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about this, because even when the Edim come and the Edim say Edis about somebody who's chayv misa for cursing Hashem's name, if you hear from the Edim, you have to rice kriya. So in other words, if you hear a person cursing Hashem, you have to rise kriya. And then if you hear it from the person who heard it. So that's basically the way Perek Yutes starts. Chizkiyo HaMelech heard the fact that Hashem's name was Niskal. Vayi kishmoy HaMelech Chizkiyo, vayi kra begodo, vayi chas pasak. That's the puzzle. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach, the Gemara says, from here you learn, Tana Rabbanon, Echad HaShemeya, whether you yourself heard Hashem's name, or HaShemeya Min HaShemeya, Chayiv L'Kroya. That's the Gemara. Dichsiv Vayi Kishmoya HaMelech Chizkiyo Vayikra Begodov Chizkiyo Kora. Chizkiyo rise Kriya because he heard from the person who heard. That's the Chazal. But then the Gemara there says a fascinating thing, very hard to understand. The Gemara comes, the Gemara says as follows. Omra Avidom HaShmuel, HaShemei HaSkor Mipiyei V'Kechov Meini Chayiv L'Kroi. So the Gemara here in Sanhedrin says, what happens if you hear Hashem's name being Mevuza, but not from a Jew, from a goy? A goy is cursing out. You also have to rise kriya. The Gemara says, "Ein chayiv l'kriya." Not chayiv to rise kriya. The Gemara basically is saying that the whole chiyuv to rise kriya is only if you hear a Jew cursing Hashem. So mot nazach. Why should it be only a chiyuv kriya? Only if a Jew is cursing Hashem. You're rising kriya because Hashem's name was defiled. So what's a chilek if a Jew did it or a goy did it? If anything, yesh lo imar, that the Jew doesn't even really mean it. Like the Rambam in the Chos Gerish and the famous Rambam, that he says every Jew deep down, that's why the Rambam says you could give somebody makanos yachayem eroitzani, that's why you could force somebody to bring a korban till he says he wants, because deep down the yid wants. So if anything, l'chayr, if a goy is makalo, should be worse. So Gemara just asked this as a kasha. Because here the general that cursed Hashem, Rav Shakei, the Gemara assumed was a goy. The Gemara says in terms of Shakei, Yisrael Mumrad, Taka was a Jew. He was a Jew. Fine. But you have to understand what's going on in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that this din to rice kriya that we learn out over here in the Novi, that you have to rice kriya, is only if you hear a Jew cursing Hashem. Not a God. What should be the chiluk? So many of the Achronim asked the kash. Many asked the kash. A lot of different tigutzim. Some want to learn, similar to the sugi there in Bava Kama, many of you I'm sure remember, Perak HaChoyvel, the eighth Perak in Bava Kama. The Gemara talks about if you mavaza another person, busha, if I damage you, and in the process of damaging I cause you embarrassment, I have to pay the mei boishes. So I'm sure you remember, the Gemara asks, how much is the mei boishes? Remember the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Hakol fi amavayish v'amizbayish." What does that mean? If you embarrass a garbage collector, he's not so embarrassed. He's embarrassed, but he's a garbage collector. So Lamaisa, you know, if somebody throws some garbage at the garbage collector, so it's a bizoyin, but it's not kefelach. Okay, if a guy's a neurosurgeon. And you walk into his office for a visit, and you take the trash can in the office, you throw it on top of his head, like common over Bachafui Goish. It's embarrassment. It's a bigger embarrassment. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Hakol ufi amavayish v'amizbayish. Depends who's causing the embarrassment. And depends who's being embarrassed. Same thing. If Homan comes over and puts garbage over your head, it's Homan, Lamaisa. Not so gefelach. Yeah. If Rav Yashiv dumped the garbage pail on your head, then you're really embarrassed. First of all, you know you deserve it. But then it's very embarrassing. So hakoy lefi amavayish v'amizbayish. You see people hold a baby on their lap, right? And the baby then decides they're going to spit up at the person. I've seen it many times. Person's holding a baby, playing with the baby. They spray the whole person with their clothing. Did you ever see anybody should look at the baby and go, oh, insulted. When everybody pays me for machila. This guy was medayek. You ever saw somebody should do such a thing? No, why not? It's a baby. I'm going to go have a deal with a baby. It's a baby, yeah. So the Gemara Bava Kama is saying, yeah, somebody spits at you. Who spit at you? I mean, if you're 6 month anical spit at you, nachashon that my anical whatever spit at me chas v'shalom. But how embarrassed are you getting? I mean, you're not getting very embarrassed. Yeah. No, that's the Gemara Bava Kama. So some of the Achronim want to say the Memela for goy curses the Rabbeinu Shalom. Big deal. It's a goy. That's a davar rachak to him. Tell me, it's not a zuzul to the shechina. How can you say it's not a zuzul to the shechina? The guy worships somebody, it's not a zuzul to the shechina. Of course it's a zuzul. It's a pella to learn like that. So shaila is how do we eva sepshat? So I'll tell you a Hezbollah Dova, Mahalach here, that ties into this week's parasha also. This week's parasha, Parasha Shmini, starts with the first words in the parasha, Vayi Bayem HaShmini. So Chazal asks a kasha, Vayi Bayem HaShmini, Vayihi is a Lashon Tzah. Normally when it says Vayihi, it's a Lashon of Tzah, a Lashon of pain. Right? So Taka Vayihi Bimeach HaShverish, there was a Tzor. At least we thought it was a Tzor. Vayihi Bimeach Shvayit HaShoyftim. That's by when Elimelech and his family goes down to Moab, they die. Tzara. Frek the Medrash, what's pshat that it says Vayihi by this week's parsha, Chanukah Samishkan, putting up the Mishkan, we're bringing Karbonis. It's not a tzar. Why does it say Vayihi? That's the Medrash's kasha. Then the Medrash says another kasha. When the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, The Novi says Nevuah, and the Novi says Vahoya B'yoyim. If you look up the Medrash Rabbah, the beginning of Parashat Shemini, you'll see this Medrash Rabbah. Ask the Medrash Rabbah, Vahoya is a Lashon Simcha. Vahoya is a Lashon Simcha. Right? So, it's Mamish V'nahapachu. Chinuch HaMishkan, which is a Simcha, it says Lashon Tzar, Vayihi. The Beis HaMidosh is getting destroyed, it's a Tzara. It says Vahoya, Lashon Simcha. That's the Medrash is coming. So the Medrash answers. The Medrash says that the day of the Chinuch HaMishkan, there was a Tzara. Not of Aviyu died. He Bayem HaShmini, that's why it says Lashon Tzar. Not of Aviyu died. Zok the Medrash. And what about the Beis HaMikdash? Vahoya. Why? Because we got a kapara for our Averus when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. That's the Medrash. What's the obvious kasha? The obvious kasha is, I understand that when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, there was a silver lining, like they say in English. There was still a mile. We got a kapar. Not a kapar. I understand. I understand that when the Beis HaMikdash got, the Mishkan got mechunach, there was a tzara. Vayibayem HaShmin. I understand. But, overall, was the day of the building of the Mishkan a happy day or a sad day? Happy day. And overall, was the day of the Chorban a happy day or sad, a sad day? So what are you telling me? There was a prat. There was one nekuda. You know, by every chasana, we break a glass at the end of the Chorban. Right? That's also Zeichel Chorban. One of the reasons is Zeichel Chorban. So we break a glass. Yeah. So if you ever notice, they break the glass. Mazel Tov! And then you have the Leibedik music, right, dancing the chosn and kala to the yichud. Did you ever see anybody crying? You ever saw the chosn should go, and then all of a sudden you see a bunch of people burst out crying? I never saw it. What do you mean? They're breaking the glass. Chazei chalachot. I'd rather tell chasanim that they should break the glass before the mazel tov. They sing the song of Meshkachech. Yerushalayim. So I always tell the chassan, break it before the last pasuk. Before the end of the last pasuk. Mamish, at the end, so that's what I told your brother, I'm sure you remember. Before they say, Im lo yales Yerushalayim al roish simchasi, I tell them to break the glass. And then, so what's the mila? Because for a minute at least, the chassan kala could think about the chorban. Otherwise, you break the glass, mazel tov. There's not even a second to think why you're breaking the glass. I think most people think breaking the glass is part of the simcha. Right? Now, why aren't people crying after you break the glass? Because the chachasin. You know, you go to the chassan before he goes to the chuppah, you put ashes on his forehead. Zeichel chum. Mendel, I did it for Yehuda, I did it for Dovi. I never yet had a chosn, even your chosn of the brothers, I never had a chosn who should start crying when I put on the ashes. I have to tell him, chosn, why are you crying? Because why? Because he's going to schuppah. So, he's reflecting on the churban, yeah, he gives a little krecht. We gave weiter. The chosn. I don't understand. So what are Chazal telling me? Since there was a Torah, so the Pasuk says a Lashon Tzar. Yeah, but overall it was a joy. Should say Vahoya. Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. So Chazal telling us, even though it was a Torah, but there was a Mila, we got a Kapar. Okay, I understand, but overall it was a Torah. Why are you using a Lashon Simcha? So Bush state the Chazal. I think what Chazal are telling us is a very simple thing. Some of you may remember, we spoke about Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. All of you know Avram Yitzchak and Yankov, each one of them represents another midah. Avram is midas achesed. Yitzchak, midas avoyah. Right? And Yankov is Midas Emes. Those are the three of us. So people make a very big mistake. They think Avram came out of the stomach from his mother. He was born. And as soon as the nurse pulled Avram Avinu out, the doctor, they think Avram Avinu came out. He right away said, okay. The nurse started saying, let me change you, let me clean you. He went, no. I'm a Baal Chesed, I'm going to do for you. They tracht me. Avram had Epis in his DNA. He was a big Baal Chesed. At night, when he was hungry, he didn't cry like all the other babies cry, wake up their mother. Avram Avinu woke up, he went, I'm not going to wake up my mother, Chas Vishal. Back to sleep. Yitzchok Avinu, the Omer Avoyde. He came out of the stomach with a minasidah for the Shlich Tzibu. He was Omer Avoyde. He came out, Mamish, the nurse is trying to weigh him. He's busy davening. That's what you think. And Yankee began me the Samus. Yankee began me the Samus. As a little boy, if you asked him, did you break the window? Yeah, I broke the window. He's an honest kid. But the truth is, Vinahapachu. Today, if they find a serial killer, right, then they start checking him out. Serial killer. So first of all, the first thing they always say is, he's insane. Yeah, good morning. We think he's normal. Normal people will walk around shooting people all day. Yeah, of course he's crazy. That's always I always love the bombshell. They're having him psychologically evaluated. And then after 2 weeks of psychological analysis, they come out. There's something wrong with him. Shkoyach. I could have told you that without evaluating him. Fine. But they always then go into the child. Problem child, or the parents were abusive, this, that, all kinds of shorten, right? Avraham Avinu had a father that put him to death. Avraham's father conspired with the king to put his son to death. You can't have a more troubled childhood than that. I'm sure our boys say, if any of you have some problems with your parents, which I'm sure it's not real problems, I don't think any of you had to deal with that. Kivshon Ha'esh, anybody got thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh? Right? So Avraham Avinu had every reason that he should be anti-chesed. Anti. Who does a child get chesed from? The parents. The parents do the most chesed for you. Your parents. Avraham Avinu's father tried to kill him. Avraham Avinu should have been anti-chesed. He should have ran an anti-chesed campaign. That should have been Avraham Avinu. Yitzchok. Yeah, some people like davening, some people find it too long, some people like chazonah, some people hate chazonah. What was Yitzchok Avinu's experience with Avraham? Shechta. He got put onto his back. Imagine you go to shul, your father puts you on the bima, takes out a knife, tries to shech. That's shul. How much would you like shul? Well, you would have a very good excuse if every time you pass by a shul, you had to swallow twice. Your experience with tefillah was that you got put onto a bima to get shech. That's worse than chazon. Sometimes chazons could be a worse, but it's... Then you have Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu can't turn one turn without somebody trying to. He has to drape to get anywhere. With Esav, with Lavan, with there. Yankov Avinu should be the Av of Shekel. So what did the others do? Each one of the others went against what they ever should have been. Avraham Avinu became the Ish HaChesed. Went against what he should have been. Yitzchok Avinu became the Omer Avoida, and Yankov became the Omer Avoida. The exact opposite. Most people think, oh, Avraham, he was natural. Not natural. Avraham had to overcome everything to be Avraham. And Yitzchok had to overcome everything to be the Omer Avoida. And that's the job. The job of a Yid, and that's why they're the Ovis Olam. The job of a Yid is to overcome whatever your nature is. You know? Not to say, okay, this is my teva, you know, this is the way I am. No, that's my avoida. My avoida is to overcome that which I think is, okay, that's the way I am. Like me, Lamoshal, I'm late. I have to become early. I don't know how, I'm still working on it. Person has to go against this step. That's the avoida. The avoida of a person is those areas in life where your teva is a problem. You have to Ms. Gabriel. When we had the day of the Chinuch HaMishkan, everybody's jumping and it's gewaldic. And then there was a tzara. What was the tzara? Nadav Aviyu died. Nadav Aviyu died. So what would be a natural reaction? Forget about Nadav Aviyu. Don't stir the simcha. Forget about it. Like we had in Ksubis. Meis Aviv Shal Chosan, Ima Shal Kala. Come on, let's make this. So Nadav Aviyu died. Okay, it's not good. But, no. Comes the Torah and says, you know what your avodah is? When there's such an overwhelming simcha, you have to overcome it and feel the tzorah for Nadav Aviyu. When Churban HaBayis happened, of course everybody was sad. That's bullshit. But there was also kapara for Klal Yisrael. Now you have to overcome the sadness and feel, because that's the job of a Jew, to overcome what's the natural reaction, to overcome. That's the avodah. That's the yisod. When a person curses Hashem, such a tragedy, such a terrible thing, of course you feel bad about the tzara shechina. That's natural. But who don't you feel bad for? The guy that cursed the Rabbanu Shlomo. He's a mushkes. He's a terrible guy. Look at him, he's a disaster. Who do you rise kriya for? For him. You're rising kriya for the yid that cursed Hashem. You're feeling bad. Now your job out to yid is to feel bad for that yid. That disaster, that yid that did such a disaster, you rise in kriya on him. That's why if it's a goy, you don't rise kriya. Because you don't have to rise kriya to feel bad about what happened to the Rabbanu Shlomo. That's natural. The natural thing is you don't feel bad for the guy that cursed. Him you feel like he's a disaster. Good for him. Not good for him. So the rise in kriya is for the yid. And that's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin is teaching us that you only have to rise kriya if it's a Yisrael. That's when there's a chiv to feel that tsar for that person. That's the Yisrael. And this is something always to think about. Because very often you just go with the flow. You go to a simcha, you go to a kiddush, you go to a shalom zacha. I'm giving you just a dugma. And everybody's acting crazy. Sometimes I'll go to a guy, I'll go, what are you doing? He'll go, Rebbe, everybody's acting crazy. You don't realize. When everybody's acting crazy, your avoid is to bring sanity. Your avoid is fakir, to make a shtikul kiddush Hashem out of the situation. I'm all poor, you have people act totally crazy. Make a chil Hashem, I'm poor. So your avoid is not to dance off to everybody else. Your avoid then is to take the matzav and to go against the matzav. That's the job of a Yid. That's the job of a Jew. Not to go with the flow. People like to go with the flow. The job is not to go with the flow. Our job is to go against the flow. If the flow is doing something good, gewaldig, go with the flow. But if the flow is going in the wrong direction, then you have to go fakir. And that's what I hold as the chiddush of kriya by Macharef u'Megadev, is that you're rising kriya for the person that cursed Hashem. You're rising kriya on him. Never. Thank you.